Welcome, He Hate Me Podcast listeners, to episode 285 of He Hate Me Podcast. I am your rambunctious, randicious host, Nikki Podcast, Nikki J. Fox, the host with the most notes, Mr. Hold Nothing Back, Plenty Monikers. Plenty Monikers isn't me telling you I have Plenty Monikers. Plenty Monikers isn't just a nickname in itself. Plenty Monikers is a way of living. Today is Friday, October 16th, 2020. It's down to the nitty gritty in Big Brother. But before I go any further, if you hear any outside noise like these birds quacking, wind blowing, air conditions roaring, if you hear anything like that, this episode is an outside podcast. For those who are loyal He Hate Me Podcast fans who've been here since day one, when I first made this podcast, day one, it was called the Mowall Boy Podcast. I decided to change it to something more confusing, you know. He Hate Me. What the fuck is He Hate Me? Yeah. And there was once a football player in the original XFL. In the original XFL, they didn't go by the real names. They went by nickname. And there was this running back. His name on his jersey was He Hate Me. And when he was asked, what does it mean? What does He Hate Me mean? His reply was, because he hate me, she hate me, they all fucking hate me. And hell, they all hate me too, so I figured, why not? And not to even lie, you know, to be on a real tip right quick, like, I did it, you know, for a little clout. You know, maybe if somebody sees the He Hate Me podcast for the original XFL football fans, they might think it is literally the guy, He Hate Me Podcast. They might think it is his podcast. So that's another reason I've done it. But boy, Big Brother's getting down to the nitty gritty. The players from this, you know, from the last time we talked was Nicole, Christmas, Cody, Enzo, Memphis. Last time we talked, I told you that HOH winner was Nicole, and her nominations were Christmas and Memphis. This power of veto was the Big Brother Comics power of veto. And Nicole won it. Nicole kept nominations the same, leaving the votes to be left up to Cody and Enzo. If I was Cody and Enzo, I would have tried to hurt Nicole's, you know, piss people off it, you know. I would have put the decision on her if I was Cody and Enzo. You know, I'd have made the vote 1-1. That way, Nicole would have had to make a decision. Had to. And if I was Cody and Enzo, especially Cody, because Nicole has liked Cody since Big Brother 16. But anyway, if I was Cody, I would have told Nicole, Oh, me and Enzo, we're doing 1-1. We're leaving it up to you. You're going to have to do it. You know, and I'll be saying that in a playful manner, but be serious. Like, hold on, Nicole. It's going to be on you. It's going to be 1-1 on you. Yep. Because we want to. And he could have played it off. He could have done it with a smile on his face, being serious the whole time, making Nicole think he's being facetious the whole time. But hey, this has been a dumb fucking season, so why fucking start being smart now, you know? And the episode went off without showing the HOH competition, which that's what they do. So there's four left. There's Christmas, Nicole, Cody, Enzo. And I checked the Big Brother spoilers. And the new HOH winner, who has solidified themselves in the final three of Big Brother All-Stars, is none other than New Jersey's own. The meow meow. The meow meow. The meow meow. Enzo. 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 I just think Enzo's last name was Palumbo, but I don't think that's his last name. But Enzo, my man. My favorite Big Brother player of all time. Solidified himself as the final three. Do you know what that means? That means that Enzo is 100% final three in Big Brother history. All every season of Big Brother that Enzo has been in, he has made it to the final three. Wow, that is amazing. You know, that's kind of like Paul Ibrahimian making it to the final two twice, and two times back to back at that, but not winning. I think making it the final two times back to back is harder than winning it once. Oh, ain't no think, I know. Making it the final two times back to back, that's definitely harder than winning it once. So anyway, Enzo has made it to the final three. Again, he is 100%. He's never seen the jury house. And still never will. Unless he comes back for another season and gets voted out during jury. But as of now, as of his Big Brother career, he hasn't seen the jury house and he will not. So shout out to Enzo. Congratulations on another final three. Shooting 100%, batting 1,000 when it comes to making final three of Big Brother. My man. But the only way Enzo can win, possibly, there's like maybe a 25% chance he'll beat Cody in final two. There's a 0% chance he'll beat Nicole. And there's like a 60% chance he'll beat Christmas. So he needs to take Christmas to the final two. Can Christmas beat Cody in the final two? I'm thinking that might be like 60-40 Cody's way. Her against Nicole, 80-20 Nicole's way. And we know what her against Enzo is. Let's talk Cody's final two. Cody versus Enzo. We know that already. I've said that. Cody versus Christmas. Cody wins. Cody wins like 80-20. Cody versus Nicole. Nicole wins 70-30. So you know my thoughts. If Nicole makes it to final two, Nicole is winning. Being because she's won it once before. Being because this is an all-star season. And she got the final two in an all-star season. And by her being a girl. You know, they're going to be like, girls barely win. Much less a girl will never probably have a chance ever again to be a two-time winner. Much less the first two-time winner being a girl. So let's go ahead and give it to her. Let's make history. So, yeah. So maybe Enzo gets rid of Nicole. I'm hoping. I'm hoping. I'm praying. But Cody is going to try to keep. Right, it's not really up to Enzo. It's really not. Who's ever left voting? There's only going to be one person left to vote. So, damn. Sorry about that, Enzo. Whoever is left voting, which is probably going to be Cody, unless Christmas or Nicole wins the power of veto and takes themselves off. But Cody is going to be the sole vote. And maybe he's going to vote out Christmas. Because he knows if Christmas wins the final HOH, that she's not picking him to go to final two. He knows that Nicole will pick him to go to final two. And he knows that Enzo will pick him to final two. So if Cody survives this week, then Cody pretty much final two for sure. And if you go back and you listen to my picks, of who I had picked to win Big Brother Season 22, Big Brother All-Stars, you will know my male pick was Cody. My female pick was Nicole A. Didn't even make it to jury. That killed my fucking streak. You know, every pick I've made in Big Brother history, male, female, they've all made it to jury. Not this time. Yep, Nicole Anthony messed that up for me, but she's cool, man. I've had her on the Real AKA Truth podcast, so go check it out. I think it's like episode 37 of Real AKA Truth. But until next time, folks, I'm Audi 5000.